to the fan. Lori Rubenson here with you. Yankees win in extra innings. They win the series against Toronto. And to talk about it and to talk about the Yankee All-Stars, we bring in Kevin Kernan from the New York Post. Just got back from Toronto, and boy, are your arms tired. Hey, Kevin, how are you?
Oh, man, Lori, what a travel. The whole escapade of getting up there and getting back. So, but you don't want to hear all that stuff. But good news is I'm home.
Oh, I'm glad.
Literally got in the door just 2 seconds ago.
I'm glad, and I'm glad you made it home safe and sound. Hey, just was checking out some of your columns online and saw that you just posted something on the NewYorkPost.com, I guess for tomorrow's paper, on Giancarlo Stanton and the home run derby. So we got the All-Star announcements. I expected Aaron Judge after last year and the shoulder injury and all that. We knew Judge had been saying all along he wasn't going to be in the home run derby. Were you surprised that Giancarlo Stanton is not going to be in the home run derby?
A little bit. I actually asked the question. It was a very busy day because I actually wrote 3 stories for tomorrow, and they should all be posted soon, hopefully. But I asked him, I said, are you going to be in the home run derby? And then he gave that answer, which he said, no, I'm not really. I just don't, it's my decision. Basically said, it's my decision. I don't want to do it. And I think it's a great decision because I think what you're seeing here is that the Yankees got to these guys a little bit. And Judge reiterated, too, that, we got something special going on here. And we don't want to take the chance of somebody getting injured. And I think it's the same deal with Stan. He's already won one. 2016, I was in San Diego when he won. And he said, I'll take a year off. Maybe I'll take 2 years off, Stanton. And to me, the interesting thing with Stanton is that here we have a guy who was, basically booed off New York City early in the year with the strikeout bombs he had. And so ironic now he's going to need the fans to kind of get him there as the final vote for the All-Star. And if he makes it, that'd be great. And I think Boone had a great comment about it. He said, New York is a city that loves perseverance. This guy has shown so much perseverance. They should wrap their arms around him. In other words, get out there and vote for Stanton. Judge said the same thing to me. So, they really have a special relationship, those two. I talked at length with Judge about it the other day. And some of the things in the other column that I wrote today that should be posted soon. But, Judge, one of the things he wants to do is go, because he said last year was a blur in Miami. He says now he can enjoy it a little bit more, and he's going to pick the brains of the other players, the stars. And I think that's so important. This guy's going there on a mission, to have a good time, be a face of baseball, but also to figure some things out. And I said, what player do you really want to speak to, and he really surprised me, and I'm going to give you one guess, and all of you, all listeners can take a guess on their own right now, but give me one player you thought that he really wants to talk to when he gets to this All-Star game.
Who would Aaron Judge want to talk to, one player in
all... You're not going to get it. I'm going to tell you right now, because I didn't get it.
in all of baseball. Jose Altuve.
I'll give you a hint. It's a National League player.
All right, a National League player, Freddie Freeman.
That's a great guess. But I think he's had some conversations with Freddie because they played, and he's at first base here and there. Nolan Arenado.
Huh.
Isn't that interesting? Yeah. He just loves the way Arenado plays the game. I think he's heard some good things about him. I think Rob Refschneider, the old Yankee, has a relationship with him. So those are the little, these are the little tidbits that, I like to, when people read me, they find more than just stats, numbers, and whatever, because we all got stats and numbers, but I actually get to the heart of these players, and we have great conversations, and, so he's going to go there and talk to the rest of us. So I think the combination, if Stanton gets there and if Judge are there, I think it's going to be good for the Yankees in a lot of different ways. Torres, obviously, is not going to play, but he's going to grow, too. He really respects older players, and he'll get the most of his situation, and even Chapman. Chapman was super excited.
Really?
And super excited. He's really digging this whole thing about he'd love to close the All-Star game, and he wants the Yankees to get to the World Series. So Chapman, he's playing through some pain with that knee, and he's showing me a lot as well. So. Severino says he doesn't care when he pitches. He just wants to pitch because he didn't get in last year. And, of course, all the Yankees are saying he should be the starter. And somebody said, well, why should he be the starter? And Jed said it perfectly. He said, and Stanton said the same thing, basically. He said, you know, his resume's out there every 5 days. You know, this guy's he's the best in the American League right now. So it's going to be a fun experience for Yankee fans. And for one day, Mets fans will get a little bit of a relief with Jacob DeGrom being out there as well.
Yeah. You'd like to think that if Jacob DeGrom starts the All-Star game, that it would be one start where, you know, ultimately there's some run support in the game. Maybe. I don't know. Maybe there'd be some run support.
Well, I remember, I think it was Cincinnati when he had that great inning. And, you know, he's, again, Lori, and you've had me on many times, but I remember about 3-4 years ago in spring training, And I mentioned, if I were the Mets, this is the first thing I would do, sign Jacob DeGrom to a long-term contract. And everybody was saying, oh, he's under control, he's under... No, if you signed him back then, you set a tone, and you're moving forward in the future. That's what the Mets haven't done. It's the continuation of mistakes that they make. And again, you're talking to a guy who had to write about 30 Mets columns the last month, so... You know, I got the Mets. It was nice to get a Yankee break, and I'll be going to Cleveland with the Yankees as well, so... You know, the office is sparing me at least this week. And I got to give one shout-out real quick to my driver, Rod. Got me home from Newark Airport in no time flat to make sure we got on the show tonight.
Well, thank you to him as well. Talking to Kevin Kernan from the New York Post about the Yankees and the weekend in Toronto, the All-Star game, and the big game, obviously the extra inning game, and I talked a bunch about Domingo Germán, how impressed I was with him. But I saw that you also posted a column on Brett Gardner, who obviously was the hitting star of the game. And I said, you know, for all the Yankee fans who complain about the home run, that the 10th inning was actually small ball, and Brett Gardner did this crazy thing called hit a single that drove in the winning run. What was Aaron Boone's, what was the reaction to Brett Gardner after the game?
Yeah, it was pretty good stuff. I waited until everybody was done with Boone, and I got him, you know. It was very interesting, 11 minutes of interviews, and it was a busy day. All the writers were busy with all the All-Star stuff. But not one question about Brett Gardner, who got the winning single, who actually hit the, you know, went the other way with it. You know, he's a baseball player.
Yep.
And Boone told me, his eyes lit up, and he told me, essentially, he said, you know, been around this game a long time. A guy like Brett Gardner, what he brings, his toughness, he's a tough SOB, and he brings that culture to our clubhouse every day. And the things he's like, so I made the column about how he's not an all-star, but he's an all-star for the Yankees every day. And the other thing that I found very interesting, Boone says he's become one of his favorite players ever. Now, this is a guy who's been in the game forever. I knew his grandfather when he was a scout for way back when over in San Diego. I used to see him all the time, obviously his father. But he says Brett Gardner, the way he plays the game, makes him one of his favorite players ever. So that's some high praise right there.
Absolutely. You also, one of the, you know, it was pretty clear this weekend, we saw J.A. Happ struggle against the Yankees. But on the other hand, we also have seen Sonny Gray, and I know, I guess I'm paraphrasing you, but I think your quote was something along the lines of that the Yankees can't let Sonny Gray ruin this this season. So what, Sonny Gray, I mean, J.A. Happ, it's a couple of bad starts. Would you still be potentially in on trading for a guy like a Happ for the Yankees?
Absolutely. Anybody's an improvement, I think, at this point. I know they still think Gray's got some good stuff. He's tinkering with his, I've seen enough of that right now. If he fixes it, great. And then he's, maybe a 3-starter, 4-long man type of thing. But at this point, I think they really got to upgrade. Will Jay have be that type of upgrade? I don't know. I will say this. He's lefty. He's had a couple bad starts in a row. Those things happen. He's a very calm guy, and you can tell he's a competitor. You know, I was very impressed with his competitive nature. And another guy I think both you and I like, and he struggled too yesterday. I think he only went 2/3 of an inning, but some of it was kind of funky, is, you know, Cole Hamels. I think you need to bring a pedigree guy in. And Cole, I did notice he was up to 95 on his fastball yesterday, and that's a good sign.
Was he really?
Yeah, and he had told me, and again, I go way back with Carl.
I said this. I think was it your son was in Little League with Cole Hamels? When did you first meet Cole Hamels?
10 years old. You know,
he was 10.
Cole was ten. Great pitcher even back then. You know how it is, Little League. I coached all the way through. I never had the draft pick to get Cole, so he was always the guy that we used to have to beat. And but you know, in the All Stars, you do some coaching with him. But he's a great kid, known him forever. And yes, my son Casey claimed to fame. He did hit a home run in in Little League off a Cole. And and Cole back then, Cole would pitch inside. He was not afraid. He had a great change up. He's obviously worked on so many things. He's a much better pitcher. But I think a guy like that needs one more run. And just like the way C.C. Sabathia has turned himself around, I think that pedigree of winning and having the desire to win, you can't undersell it at this point. These guys are proven winners. They've been there. They'll find a way. And I know there's the price tag with the Yankees because he's due a lot more money than Hap. But it is the Yankees. They'll spend money. I do know this. The Yankees will make a couple moves that will be pretty interesting, and I think they'll come up with somebody that'll help them. And they better, because the bottom line here is, and that was one of my points on the whole column on Sonny Gray. Everybody talks about, oh, we can't go into the postseason. You know what? This guy may cost you Sonny Gray may cost you the AL East. Then you're really in trouble because, those few games that I think they got 10 losses out of his starts, and I figured out the other day with his 9 losses, whatever he's got, his total losses combined basically Severino, CC, and Tanaka. So this guy's going to cost you the AL East, and then who knows what's going to happen in a one-game playoff, but you got to burn Severino at least.
Yeah,
so,
and my point on Hamels was, look, there's really only one perfect fit for the Yankees out there, and I don't think he'll be dealt, and that's Jacob DeGrom. If you take him off the table and say that's not happening, then everybody has his flaws. And my point with Hamels, I believe, you tell me, because you know him, is that he's, everybody's trying, of course, but he's languishing for a bad Rangers team. And I think the competitive juices, you trade him to a pennant race, and I could see, I'm not saying he'll be as good for the Yankees as Verlander was for Houston, but if you're banking on somebody who has playoff pedigree and a history there that could give you that second career, kind of renaissance and a little bump in a pennant race, for my money, of all the potential guys out there, I'd still bank on Cole Hamels.
Totally agree. And that's, to me, that's follow the Verlander deal. That's what the Astros, I was pushing for Verlander last year, mm-hmm. for the Yankees. They didn't do it. The AMBS, which is my nickname on Twitter and stuff like that. I don't just say these things. I write about these things because I know these things. And it's like I said a month ago, no way the Mets are trading DeGrom or Syndergaard, and probably not Wheeler or anybody or Mats, because they still think they're going to make a run. And just to clarify the Mets situation, they will get a president of baseball operations, and that guy is going to make the final call in the future on everything. And I think you'll probably see Rico probably be the GM, and you'll see this three-headed thing. But they're going to be like, think of the Cubs, Theo Epstein. That's what the Mets are going to do. They're eventually going to have a guy in charge of all these other guys, which is the way to go these days. And
we only have like 30 seconds, but that president type of guy, is that going to be a big name type of guy, or is that going to be somebody, like Houston went and got a Jeff Luhnow out of the Cardinals? Is it going to be that type of guy?
It'll be that type of guy. I think it'll be an up and comer.
Okay.
And it would not shock me. Again, I'm just guessing here, but it's an educated guess. It would not shock me if this person came out of maybe a Cleveland background, because they produced a lot of GMs for different teams or presidents and things like that. They seem to find a way.
Mike Chernoff, there you go. Mark Chernoff's son, the next president of operations for the New York Mets. That's what he's
predicting.
Well,
you know what? I think Francesca would probably go for that.
All right, Kevin. Appreciate the time. Safe travels, and thanks so much.
Anytime. Take care, Laura.